All right, guys, I'll go ahead and get started. Just another preparation day for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Really good unit. Just a typical Steelers team, physical, big, fast, strong. Obviously, they've increased their returners. Obviously, they have Antonio Brown, but picking up Jacoby Jones always presents a unique challenge. So we got our work cut out for us, but I think our guys will be up to the challenge and look forward to playing them. And with that, I'll answer any questions.
Start for Justin returning kickoffs. Have you seen him become more tentative, maybe bringing the ball out?
I don't think so. I think, you know, sometimes we give him parameters. I think he's been very good with regards to his parameters. There's also other things that, you know, we call a return one way and they kicked it the other way, and he knows that logistically that's it's not a good setup for him to bring it out. So he's playing smart football where the outside eye might say, wow, he should probably bring that out. But really, in reality, it's a smart play by him. So, no, I think his time will come. I'm still excited about where he's going and what he's doing. So we'll see. The weather's changing, obviously, quite a bit today.
Let me ask you this before, but Travis Coons, he was kicking the ball out of the end zone in September. And I know it's cold today, but weather hasn't really been a big factor yet. So how come he's not booming the ball like he was?
Oh, I think he's doing it. Actually, I think he's improved in that area, to be quite honest with you. If you look back at it, I think the last, I want to say three, four games, I think he has four touchbacks. But, you know, we've covered six kickoffs in that time span, and I think we've got three tackles inside the 20. And that's also due to his hang and his placement. So I think with a shorter approach and the way that he's able to move the ball, in some ways it's more effective than just banging touchbacks.
What was right on that black punt
that Marlon hit?
Great effort by Marlon. The guys did a nice job executing. He just kind of kept coming. The thing that I was really pleased about, I mean, it was he took the ball right off the foot. And had he not blocked it, there was going to be no chance of roughing the punter or running into the punter. I thought he did an excellent job on that play. Fortunately, we got the block and you know, gives an opportunity to score.
Chris, will Marlon get more opportunities returning kicks?
Oh, he's definitely in the mix. We've got a whole host of guys, whether that be Gilbert or Marlon Moore or Duke Johnson. You know, there's a lot of guys that I think that we can go to. And like I say, as the weather's changing here, this is kind of the time of year for special teams returners to kind of get her going a little bit.
With the weather changing, how are you getting Travis accustomed to kicking in windy or sloppy field conditions? I mean, we know the history of Heinz Field and how difficult that turf is to kick on.
I mean, really, we'll go out there today. I think the gusts, they said it'll be anywhere from 30 to 35. I can hear it blowing outside my window. I thought there was an airplane on the tarmac that landed in the wrong spot, but it was just the wind. But it's something that we're going to have to deal with, and I think the only way we can do it is trial and error. And when we have these days, we want to get out there and kick in it. But the thing about him, he kicks a straight ball, and if he can find his line and stay true to his ball, he'll give himself a chance.
Chris, do you do as much in-game adjusting as maybe a defensive or offensive coordinator would when you find yourself having to?
No, we do. I mean, you're always looking at the pictures at the end of the play. There might be a subtle matchup that maybe we have to switch. There might be something that they're doing. I mean, there's a lot of game within the game in the special teams area, but we're always making adjustments. And because in our world, I mean, let's face it, if we make a one bad play, everybody notices it. On offense and defense, if there's a bad play, there's 74 more plays to go. So you can kind of hide that mistake a little bit. So we're always adjusting, making sure that hopefully we can stay one step ahead.
Do you have to find guys that are brave to go in there and block a punt? Or, I mean,
No, I think it's a skill set, and it's something that we work on going all the way back into OTAs and winter conditioning when you can work with the players. Some guys have a natural knack for it. Some guys have great hand-eye coordination. What Marlon did, I mean, he's one of those guys. So when you identify those players, those are the players that you want to put out there when you're going for a block.
Has Andy Lee lived up to what you hoped you'd get from him?
Oh, no question. I think, and even more. I think that he's played real well. I know, I mean, I think he's punted the ball. I want to say the stats say something like 44, 45 times. And I know, I think he's definitely had a lot more really good punts than a couple bad punts here and there. But I think he's definitely lived up to what we thought he was. And we still expect more of him, as does himself. So he's a true pro's pro, and I'm glad that he's on our team.